What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rahimi and Harris Show with Mark Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're going to grow together. This offense is going to grow together with him. And, you know, there'll be some bumpy steps along the way, but that's okay. That's the nature of doing it. But I feel really good about where he's at right now. There's no reason why we can't win this year.
Oh, Ben Johnson, you sound so reasonable. Like you might be in charge or something. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. Let's be unreasonable. Let's go around the horn. We got a 5-person set today. We got a whole basketball team. Who's Marshall's the center because he's the tallest. Mm-hmm. Are you okay with that?
I thought that Grody was taller than me.
No, I'm about 6 feet tall. You're like 6'2", dude.
How tall are you?
I'm like 6 feet at the most. As a matter of fact.
It's between me and you.
I like I've said, like when I've gone in for my physical last year, they will not give me 6 feet. They give me 5'11". I'm like, can you please make me 6 feet tall?
I'm 5'2.99". What the hell is that?
Oh my goodness.
Like 0.99. I'm 5'2".
You're just a baby.
Like just give me the extra hundredth. I'm 5'2". Who cares?
I guess I'm the center.
All right, you're the center, dude.
All right, so Mars is the center. I'm obviously point guard.
I'm
Ray
tall,
can be the two.
Strong.
Groats and Robbie power, can fight for 3-4.
I'm power forward.
I'm a point forward. I'm the Giddy of the team, let's be honest.
Oh, my God.
I'm just getting everyone
so
open.
You're not getting
so Robbie's
back on
not taking place in this
But to be honest, I'm the best basketball player out of everyone here.
That's an absolute lie.
That is not. That I would ball on everybody here.
Cannot wait.
5'2.99 is 5'3", Twitch. I don't want to hear it from y'all.
Remember this? We're doing the Court of Dreams, and it's me guarding you, Marshall. That's what's going to happen.
Good luck.
I just watch the court. But the point is, we're all involved in this. It's prediction time.
We're a team, darn it.
It's prediction time here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And the Bears schedule tells me it's important. So they wrote that down and everything and underlined it.
Oh, isn't that neat?
Yes. And I gave my prediction to Ben Lieber, that sneaky sneakerson earlier, the Vikings sideline reporter.
Yeah, he did. He pulled it out.
I'll give it to you guys again.
All right.
What you got?
I think it's not going to be in the 30s because I think that's too much to ask out of these individual groups of people. I think young J.J. McCarthy can't be asked to do that when he doesn't have Jordan Addison. And I think Caleb Williams can't be asked to do that when he doesn't have a whole experience or a whole year of experience with the offense yet in a season opener. Ergo, I think it will be a 27-24 Bears win.
That's more points than I got.
Yeah,
it's close, more points than I got. It's close to 30. I know, it's close. And that's really me wish casting. I think they're going to win the... You know, I take the over on season win total as well. But I still think because they're at home, give them three. And I think that they are good for... I think they could break one open or two. I think we might see an explosive play.
My question to you on the explosive play is, are we talking about a 20-yard gain? Or are we talking about a 40-yard gain? Like, give me a number just so I can be on the lookout for a number.
It is my understanding that the definition of explosive play is one over 16 yards, although some say it has to be 20. I say over 16.
You know it when you see it. I think that's what an explosive play is.
No, it's kind of like quality star. Like, there is a definition to it.
Oh, I know. I know.
But for me, I do over 16 because I take my wins where I can get them. So I think, I don't know, it would be great to see him Caleb Williams take a couple shots downfield. I would absolutely love that. That would be thrilling to see that happen.
It's a 20 or more yards on a passing play. Apparently it's 10 or more yards on a running play. I'd never heard that before.
Whom says this?
Okay, come on, give your ergo. Ergo?
I'm on PFF right now.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You're preparing now?
What's PFF, going on?
No. I'm not
this year.
Sharp Football Analysis also has the same definition.
They do.
20 plus on the
explosive
pass.
Play.
My also,
I like 20 better than 16.
Who taught me explosive play was it was an older definition. It was like definitely in the early 2000s.
Okay,
it was in the early aughts.
You got it. We got to refresh your information then.
So
no, I think we should still. I think
you like 16.
given what we've seen.
No, I like 20. I like to raise the bar.
No, I'm with Layla. Bring the bar down. You just
come on, man.
We need more explosive
plays. Lower the bar.
What's your prediction, Marshall?
I've got the Bears winning this game. Final score of 24-20. I think this game is going to be one of those games where it's a little bit of back and forth, but I think the Bears, I think they're going to do something with turnovers here. I think they're going to win the turnover battle. That could be 1-0. That could be 3-2. I think Caleb Williams and the offense will run efficiently under Ben Johnson. Not to say they'll be perfect, but they will be efficient. And it will be a breath of fresh air compared to what Bears fans have become accustomed to.
On the level of word priority or like word happiness, is efficient better than decent?
Efficient is much better than decent.
Okay.
Because decent's like, oh, I'm staying above water. Efficient means I'm in the water and I'm going somewhere at a nice rate.
Okay.
You can see progress.
Okay. So we got two Bears wins here. All right. I'll just say it. I think the Vikings are going to win the game tonight. I think they're going to win 20-17 is what I have. You know, even with Harrison Smith out, I've got a couple of things here. I do have a healthy fear. And I know Caleb played well against that defense last year. But with Grenard and Van Ginkel and, you know, the Dallas Turner thing, like, you know, Ben Johnson grabbed my question and ran with Dallas Turner and Javon Hargrave and Jonathan Allen, who are all perfect veterans for that team. So I've got a healthy fear of that. And then there's the part two where we know the Bears have a brand new interior of their offensive line, which looks really good. So does Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
They have Donovan Jackson, their left guard, 24th overall pick, who I think is going to be pretty good. Ryan Kelly is their center, who the Bears were kind of interested in too. He signed a 2-year, $18 million deal. He's a 4-time Pro Bowler. And they also took from the Colts Will Fries as the Izzy guard.
He was on the radar of the Bears.
Yeah, he was. Yes, yeah. Both those. All these names should sound familiar, actually, because Donovan Jackson was talked about as well. And then Brian O'Neill, a 2-time Pro Bowler, as their right tackle. So they are very capable of allowing J.J. McCarthy to do what he needs to do in the offense. That's the X. Really, both quarterbacks are the X factor. What are you going to get out of Caleb Williams in year two? Does he make the jump? And nobody really knows what to expect out of J.J. McCarthy. Spiegel, hide your popcorn. Spiegel's in the hallway. Hide your popcorn.
He got to watch it real
for
time.
For crying out loud.
They gave me my own.
He got his own.
Somebody steal it. Yeah, somebody steal Spiegel's.
It was so... I got to watch him walk up and then joyfully see the row of popcorn bags and then exclaim loudly enough to hear through my headphones and the door.
I want to be very clear. I think that Caleb Williams is going to outplay J.J. McCarthy in this game. I want to be very clear on that. As much as we've talked about Caleb Williams and what we expect, I think the growth has been enough over the course of training camp and the preseason that Ben Johnson can understand what his quarterback can and cannot do week one and tailor his game plan accordingly. That is what I'm banking on here when I say all of this.
Well, 773
says 2017 Vikings, unfortunately, with two touchdowns from Caleb in quarter four.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of was the script last year.
I was going to say we're not asking for last year's prediction.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I understand, like, we get texts and that, you know, I like it when people chime in.
If that prediction holds, though, it's like, well, what did you go get Ben Johnson for? I feel like Ben Johnson, if that's what happens, that means things have not gone well for Ben Johnson.
To preview the book that's coming out tomorrow, the Seth Wickersham book, that's when you got to quote old Sean Payton. I care about 3 years from now, not necessarily today.
Carter Hawkins style.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, that's that was more longer than 3 years from now.
All right. Ray and Robbie.
Same thing in NFL years. NFL years is 12 years in 3 years. Right?
Carter Hawkins was in charge of the Bears. Caleb Williams would be on a pitch limit. You know, he could only play into the fourth quarter, and then they put in Bajent.
They have a strong run game. They can afford to have Caleb Williams on a pitch limit.
And why was Owen Casey just hanging out? Play him.
So my prediction, I wrote down that I had 31-27 Vikings, but then I thought about it during the segment hearing you guys. And knowing what I know about Ben Johnson, he has a flair for the dramatics. I think there's going to be a trick play today. I think because this game is home, he wants to make a statement in Chicago. I really think he wants to make, and he is a showman. Give me 31-27 Chicago Bears. There's going to be more offense than you think tonight.
Yeah, right before their 2-0 start. Go ahead.
My
Ray.
Chicago Bears.
I look, 3-1 now. We got Layla Bears winning. Mars Hall says the Bears win. I say the Bears lose by 3.
I think you have to take away a bear from yourself for predicting they're going to lose the season.
Wait,
opener.
The text at the top. What?
Mark Rote.
Betting against the Bears, he loses 20. I got
23
Bears. 23 Bears were taken. I'm going to go broke.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to have to dip into my savings, my Bears savings account.
Ray, what do you think?
I don't think there's going to be as much offense as Robbie thinks, but I'm going 23-17, and I am drinking the orange Kool-Aid with my navy blue cup on the Bears' win in the season opener against the Vikings. 23-17. Show me what you got, Ben Johnson. Caleb Williams, show us what you've learned this offseason.
Pretty mama.
Do you know what I think the biggest troll of all would be? Like the biggest, like for the ones who know deep cut troll, you run the mini fridge play again, but it works.
Wow.
Wait, which play?
The mini fridge play with Doug Kramer. Don't
guess
not
the
here.
Ball.
But yeah, they'll figure that part of it out. But like if they ran the same play, but this time it just actually worked.
I still wonder if Doug Kramer's grandparents will be at the game tonight. Doug Kramer's grandparents, who I met in the elevator last year at Soul.
It also was not Doug Kramer's fault, for the record. That was not his fault.
Oh, he is forgiven. He goes out the door with 8 Bears. He can say that honestly.
Oh, that's
8
nice.
Bears is a lot of Bears.
Yeah.
It is a lot of Bears.
Also, Mark, I'm looking at the Ben Johnson angle of this, and the last time he was at Soldier Field, stumble bum, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I agree with Robbie that something crafty is coming our way.
No doubt.
And night game in Chicago.
Braxton Jones might be throwing the football tonight.
Let's
I'm
not
telling
get crazy.
You, I want to run Braxton Jones. Like, I want him running downfield.
You
I know that sounds
Braxton
crazy.
Braxton Jones in space.
I do. I think he's great in space. In feels right. But yeah, I think Braxton Jones in space is a good idea. He knows how to move on the move.
You guys think the offensive line will play well tonight
for
the Bears? Yeah.
Except for left tackle, I have questions.
Okay.
But also, what was the thing he was going to tell us that we teased? I forgot.
I don't even know.
Your prediction. You had a prediction for a certain player.
MVP.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. So
I love how he completely forgot.
Well, on the... Well, sort of you, kind of.
But it wasn't my thing. It was your thing.
Okay, well, that makes me feel like you're not really listening to what I'm saying. Oh,
you're clearly not listening to what you're saying.
Well, that's all right. I'm entitled to not listen to myself. That's okay.
What'd you say?
I'll deal with myself later, okay?
Okay.
All right, when I look in the mirror, when I go home, I'll give myself a good yelling. We were forced to make predictions on the Take the North podcast. Weeder loves the predictions segment. I did predict we had to do MVP for the Bears this season. I picked Montez Sweat to be the Bears MVP. I think the Tez effect returns. I think he is hungry. I think he is angry. I think he's going to be, you know, I think 10 to 12 sacks. I'm not going to go crazy, but I think the Tez effect returns with Dennis Allen putting him in the right places to succeed. Thank you.
Is 10 to 12 sacks not a little bit crazy compared to what we've seen from him in the course of his career?
It's a lot.
Five and a half last year, over 10 the year. Wasn't it 10 and a half the year
only
before?
Year he's had double digits.
It's ambitious. I admit it. It's ambitious. I've just like kind of studied Montez Sweat in practices and in the locker room. Like, and usually I would be frustrated with a player that doesn't really want to talk too much to us, but there's an all business thing going on with Sweaty this year that maybe I didn't feel towards the end of last year. Well, I couldn't feel with anybody.
Do you think it's a good idea to call him Sweaty after you just acknowledge how good he is at sacking the quarterback?
Well, I don't think it's Sweaty bad.
Do you want him mad at you?
So you're saying calling him Sweaty is bad? Why is that bad?
Sweaty isn't good.
You're putting that out there. I didn't put that out there.
You put it out there.
I said he's sweaty, but Layla's saying that's a bad thing to say.
I don't know. I'm just asking what your confidence level is.
I swear, if he stares me down in the locker room tonight over this sweaty business, you guys are both going down.
Yeah. Now we're being threatened. See how that works?
I love that, actually. I love mutual threatening. I feel like that's the best way.
I just picked the guy to be the MVP. I think we're cool.
I hope we have a comfy Monday. I want to wear my Snuggie tomorrow.
Can you explain comfy Monday once
40
again?
40 points plus a two-number lead in the 10 column. So like 40 to 29 qualifies. Yeah, that's comfy Monday.
Who's comfy win.
Who are your guys' MVPs?
Go ahead. MVPs.
Who's my MVP for the Bears?
Yeah. For the season?
Yeah, I just told you guys Sweat was mine.
Give me Tooney. He's done that before.
This is a lame pick.
Yeah,
it is not.
Offensive line is a total.
Our offensive line has been terrible.
Studzinski did the same thing, by the way, because it's a cop-out answer.
I don't mind being lined up with
offensive line. My MVP is the player with no stats that are really recorded.
What?
Linemen don't have stats?
There's an award now for linemen. Protector of the year.
Yeah, I have to think about that. I really do. I might be so inclined as to say Drew Dolman because of the center quarterback connection. And you know what, Robbie? Your team was missing a center yesterday.
It's not sexy, is it?
What about Danks?
Yes! Danks is fine! He got a deal! They got rid of Burley for Danks!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.